those of you detectives out there, I'm not Tim. I'm his oldest son, Isaiah, and I've been the youth pastor or youth leader, I guess, for the last 4 or 5 years. So for about 4 or 5 years, my dad's been asking me to come up here and fill in, and up until now, I've told him no, but I'm sorry. It's good to step out of your comfort zone every once in a while, but back there, if you ask any of the R3 kids, my messages are generally pretty quick. So if you got any lunch reservations, I suggest you call and move them up a little bit. But I usually get my messages from one of three ways. It's usually beginning of the year, we'll have the kids fill out note cards with any questions they have, and I'll go through and try to answer those questions the best I can. Second way is usually by studying. So when I'm reading the Bible or going back through old notes, messages, whatever, find something that stands out to me, I'll grab that, talk about it. And then this last way, which is how I got this message, is personally something that happened to me, something I was going through that God kind of called me out for, if I'm being honest. So bear with me with that. But the title of my message today is Believe. Okay, Believe. And when I got this message, it was right after I'd been sick with the flu. I'd been sick for about a whole week. And I don't know about you guys, but when I get sick, I kind of resort to any other thing before I get to the word for some reason. Even though as a Christian, I've been raised to stand on the word, to believe on the word. It started sore throat. And I'm like, man, I'll just drink some water. I haven't been drinking enough water. Drink some water, get some hot tea, whatever, go through that. No, I'm still getting worse. All right, I'll go get some cough drops, keep going through there, get some rest, whatever. Then it turned into the flu, right? Stomach bug, chills. I'm like, I'll be all right. So I get through all that stuff. And then eventually I'm like, why didn't I just go to the word, right? Why didn't I start with the word? And so I get to the word, and I get to Isaiah 53:5, right? I'm sure you've all heard it. But he is wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed, right? So I start confessing this over myself, over my body, right? Because I know I'm healed. But at the same time, I'm still cuddled up in bed. I'm still drinking, sipping Sprite because my stomach hurts, eating crackers, right? I'm not acting healed, okay? And then this was shortly after I had gotten over this illness. I heard the Lord say to me, healed people don't act sick. And so I was like, cool. That would have worked, last week, but it's all good. But that spoke like a lot to me, right? Because I believed that I was healed, yet I didn't act that way. I didn't put my actions into faith, and I think that's why I didn't receive that healing that I was asking and praying for, right? So I think we as believers kind of just get caught up in saying we believe, but not putting our faith into action, right? Like if I truly believed I could run through that wall, I could take off and do it, right? Obviously, wouldn't happen, but that's me putting my faith behind my words, putting that faith into action. But for some reason, we just don't believe that God heals anymore. And I think that's just because we don't truly believe what the word says, right? If we go to Luke 18:35-43, this is, I'll just read it from here. So then it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood there and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. Right? And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God and all the people. And when they saw it, gave praise to God. All right, so this blind dude heard that Jesus was coming and basically was just making noise and saying, like, I need to go talk to Jesus. Right? I've heard about this dude. Obviously, I haven't seen him being blind, but I've heard about this dude. If I can get to him, I can be healed, right? That's the type of faith that we should have. And then, right, we see that. So Jesus, all through the New Testament, Jesus was healing everything, right? Left, right, center, behind him. Didn't matter what it was. And we serve that same, God, right? Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right? So if Jesus was healing blind, sick, deaf, mute, whatever, then he can heal it now. Right? And that's the God that we serve. That's the God we believe. And right, I was, so when I was sick, whatever, got this message, and then after, I was thinking about just all the crazy stuff that I've seen in my life, the unexplainable miracles, to be honest, and it brought me to, I was, I believe in seventh, eighth grade, we was going to a youth camp, and there's this guy who had had back trouble his, like, whole adult life, and the cause of it was he had one foot, or like one leg, like, 2 inches shorter than the other one. So when this dude was sit down, like his feet were like this. Like this was the end of one, this was the end of the other. And this dude had been seeing specialists and stuff for years, could not, I mean, obviously couldn't figure it out. He had like big old insoles on his shoes trying to help even it out, but it just wouldn't work. And so eventually at this camp, they sat him down on a chair, propped his feet up, had somebody hold his knees, and then put another like stool under his calves so his feet wouldn't move, wouldn't dangle at all. And I'm sitting there looking. So if this dude's feet was here, like it's me and my buddy, one of my best friends, standing right here, right next to each other, like, looking at this dude's feet. And we're like, this is crazy. Like, what's about to happen from this? And started praying over this dude, started commanding his leg to grow. And sure enough, like his leg just started growing and growing and growing. And then it went past his other leg. So now I'm sitting there like, this dude got the same problem the other way. Like, I was curious. I was like, is he gonna make it shrink now? Like, but same thing to the other leg. Commanded it to grow, right? So we went from here to here and then made it grow. And I'm like, at first I was like, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But then I was thinking like, can I be next, right? So I want to be 6'8". I'm just a few inches short. Let's hop up there real quick. But no, and I thought of that, and I was like, man, I'd watch a dude's leg grow. That's unexplainable. That's a miracle. But yet, I couldn't put my faith to action and believe that I could be healed of the flu. Like, how ridiculous is that? Another thing that people, I think, are dealing with, it's a lot of, like, depression and anxiety. I think that's it's a very real thing, but a lot of people are dealing with that, right? But if we don't know that God has already died and taken care of that, then we're not going to know that, you know, we don't have to deal with that no more. It's not ours to carry, right? So especially with anxiety, Philippians 4:6, another verse you guys have probably heard. It's one of my favorite ones. Do not be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. All right, so be anxious for nothing. I know I think the New Living Translation says, be worry about nothing, pray about everything. Right? I remember hearing that from a very young age. And ever since then, I've been pretty easygoing. Don't really worry about much. Sometimes it gets me in trouble, especially when I was in school. You know, big test coming up, whatever. You know, I'll get through it. But right there, it tells us to pray about everything and not to worry about it. So anxiety has no place in our lives. We should not be giving place to that at all, right? Instead, pray about it, ask God to take it away. Same thing with depression, right? You can ask God for healing, right? And deliverance until you can't speak anymore. But until you put your faith to action, it's not gonna happen, right? Until you start believing truly that you are healed, it's not gonna happen, okay? And then another thing, it's very important about who you surround yourself with, who your friends and family are, and what they believe. Matthew 8:5-13. I like this one a lot. So now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to your centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed the same hour, right? So that dude had such great faith that it healed his servant, right? And that's why it's so important. That's the faith that we need to get back to. And right, like I said earlier, the Hebrews 13:8, right? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he can heal somebody through you or through a servant, through a master, right, he can do it through you as well, right? And then the last thing that I got, again, like I said, my messages are quick. I apologize. You know, if you like a longer message, tell my dad next week. is the belief in ourselves and others. And I don't mean belief as in like confidence. I mean like propping ourselves up and making us the gods of our own lives, right? I think too many times that we've just gotten so used to living how we want to live, making our own decisions, and not even really acknowledging God and the who he is in our lives. And I think that's caused a lot of us faith to diminish, right? I think a lot of us, sometimes our faith only comes out Sundays and Wednesdays, and then the rest of the week it's like, yeah, I got it from here, God. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. I know that's, again, this message is something that happened to me, so God had called me out for it, so that's where I'm at. But, right, we've exalted so many things over God, whether it's money, jobs, sports, could be family members, people, whatever, politicians, right? Like, we got to get to a place that we are fully focusing and trusting God in our lives. And then when we do that, like, God will do so much for you, right? And I'm not saying you will not have problems, you'll not have issues, but the belief that God can get you through it will get you through it, right? And then just a kind of a quick, or I guess the last verse here, Proverbs 3:5, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. When I was I guess it was before my senior year of high school. So it's been a minute now. Yeah, it's been a while. But anyway, my dad had sat me down and asked me, you know, what do you want to do after you graduate? And I thought about it, and the only thing that I could think of was I want to go to Rhema, which is Bible college in Tulsa, and I wanted to be a missionary. Like, that's what I wanted to do. And he's like, are you sure? And I was like, I mean, not really, but that's kind of what I want. Like, it's good. And he told me, like, pray about it, right? Pray about it. And if, like, that's what God's calling you to do, then do that. But if not, right, you got to do something else or whatever. So I prayed about it, thought about it, and I was like, I kind of still feel like that's what I'm supposed to do. And then my grandpa kind of came and said the same thing, like, hey, pray about it. If that's what you're called to do, then do it. And those two people for sure were the two people I thought would like be like, yes, absolutely, go to Rhema, be a missionary, right? Because that's doing something good for the kingdom of God, right? But I had to learn that just because it's good doesn't mean it's God, right? Like, if it's not God's plan, I mean, he can bless you in it, but ultimately that's not what he wants you to do in life. So I was just praying, and then I kind of came to the conclusion that that wasn't the calling for my life. So I just kind of went to school and then got an opportunity to play basketball in college. So I took that, and then obviously met my wife, whatever, got married, had kids and everything. But that all led me to where I am today. And had I not trusted in God and trusted in his plan for my life, I mean, I would not be here, like literally or figuratively, whatever. I'd probably be out God knows where. I mean, only God knows, but yeah. But I mean, and I think everybody agrees that being a missionary would be good for the kingdom of God. right? Like, but it's ultimately not what I was called to do, at least not right then. And so that took a lot of faith on my end and believing and trusting in God, because I had no idea what I wanted to do. I'm a very last minute type of person. That's how I've always been. So no college plans, no future plans, whatever. I just kind of go with the flow. Again, not worrying about much, but we just got to get back to that point of faith, of a true belief, where it kind of like the childlike faith where, you know, the Bible says something, we believe it, right? And when we get to that point, man, God will do so much in your life. But I'm going to keep it honest with y'all. That's about all I got. Went a little bit longer, honestly, than I thought it would, but, you know, pat myself on the back for that. But if y'all will stand with me. And I know spring break this week, so we will not have Wednesday services. I don't think there's any other announcements, right? Okay. But we can pray and get out of here. You can be first in line at lunch, all right? Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for everyone that came out, Lord, and those listening. Father God, we just get back to that childlike faith where we can truly believe you and what your word says. Father God, we thank you for your protection over each and every person, Lord, in any sickness or disease we're dealing with, Lord, we rebuke that. We know we have no right to carry that in our bodies, Lord. And Father God, we just thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and we give you all the glory, honor, praise. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all I got, so y'all have a great rest of your week. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.